And just lastly, we've got a couple of minutes, and Denise Roche is going to talk a little bit about the developments at the Ports of Auckland. She's the newly elected Green MP and is also responsible for Labour relations. So Denise, tell us very briefly in a couple of minutes what's going on with Ports of Auckland, any new developments and
Okay, so what's happening is basically Maritime Workers Union have actually said to the Ports of Auckland management, look, it's fine, we will introduce flexibility into the employment contract. And they had mediation about a week ago, and the employer basically refused to settle. And so what it says is that this dispute is actually a bit wider than just a dispute about the Maritime Workers Union and their families. It's not just about the privatisation of the jobs, because the Ports of Auckland are saying we're going to contract out those jobs, so they've been negotiating in bad faith all the way through, if that's the case, because you can't negotiate while you're under threat of losing your job, otherwise it's not negotiation, is it? So it's actually about privatising the jobs and privatising the ports. And it's also about carrying the dispute on in order to try and get a public perception that it's, you know, those blimmin' war fees, when actually this is about workers and their families opposing casualisation and a reduction in the quality of their jobs, and also about keeping the ports safe, because that's the gateway for our exports and our freight in Auckland. And it's the most environmentally friendly way of actually moving our freight around New Zealand is coastal shipping. So we need ports, and we need skilled workers in ports to actually be getting that freight moving. Mm. And that has a huge economic impact.
So basically, one of the key issues in the dispute is the fact that they don't want their hours to be changed to a flexible timetable of having 2 hours or 12 hours.
No, they've actually agreed to that.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they've agreed to that. They've said, because the port management have said, it might take 10 hours to offload a ship, and the shipping companies want them offloaded. We don't want to have to pay 8 hours and then bring another crew in to work for 8 hours. We want people to be able to work for 2 hours if they need to. And they're going, yeah, okay, well, let's negotiate on that. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours. Yeah, we can have them in blocks.
Oh, so that's incredible, because I thought that was a real blow to labour and being able to create some sort of family life around the job that you do.
Yeah. No, what they're wanting was that they wanted the opportunity to have people to stay at home and for them to be called, so not to have a regular roster.
Okay.
So that means casualisation, so that there are no permanent jobs, that you actually get called when you're needed. And that opens the doorway to all sorts of impacts for family life. You can't even plan what your mortgage repayments will be if you can't figure out what you're going to be earning that week, because it depends on the whim of the boss. And these are skilled jobs. These people are driving $12 million cranes, and they're loading and unloading, you know, thousands and thousands of containers worth millions of dollars. And if you start to casualise them, and you start to bugger up the training, you start to destroy health and safety on the port as well. And we know in Tauranga, where there have been has been a casualised workforce, there's been 3 deaths in, I think it's 15 months. No, it's not 15 months. It's about 5 years, I think. Three years or 5 years. I haven't got my facts.
Hold it all.
Yeah, but
there's
actually been 3 deaths. Yeah. There's been no deaths on Auckland.
What I find is incredible is that people are saying, oh, well, the conditions at Auckland ports are too good, and it's a nationalised sort of business, and so we should be trying to push them into a private model so they'll have a bigger return on investment. And what is wrong with having, you know, A, dignity of work, and B, being paid a reasonable wage for a reasonable job?
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, and you know, we totally support that. The thing is that the rate payer actually pays for the port, that we own that, and the only way you make a profit from the port is through the services, because you don't make a profit from the land. You contract out the services, which is the labour force, you contract that out, the profits then go to a private company. They don't come back to us, the rate payer. So the whole thing about the economic benefits of privatisation is crap. So that's where the Greens are coming from. We're supporting it. There are things you can do. You can keep abreast of this by going to the CTU, Council of Trade Unions, website, which is www.ctu.org.nz. There will be pickets carrying on because I have said publicly that the employer is being recalcitrant. They don't want to settle, so there will be further public action going on